This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, what's up? It's Metal Shop and Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Right now I'm talking with Solicitor in studio. It's nice to have you guys in studio. I did a pandemic, you know, Zoom interview at the beginning of the pandemic with y'all, but it's nice to have you guys in studio. Solicitor, welcome to the studio.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Solicitor.
Hi, I'm Pat Fry. I play guitar.
I'm Matt Vogan. I play guitar as well.
Amy Lee Carlson, and I sing.
You guys are going to be playing Northwest Terror Fest, and that is ear back after the pandemic. It's going down Thursday, May 25th, Friday, May 26th, and Saturday, May 27th. One of the local representations here on Northwest Terror Fest. Is this the first time you guys have played Northwest Terror Fest?
Yes. And we are stoked.
Three years of waiting in the making.
Mm-hmm. Been in the crowd many times.
Yeah. No, we were originally scheduled to play in 2020. Of course, we all know how that went.
Yes.
So it feels good to be invited back to participate, and the lineup this year is just stellar. Even with some of the last minute changes and things that have been happening, you know, it's stellar. So we're really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Is there? And I'm just gonna throw this out there. Put you out there. Is there any band that you're specifically looking forward to see?
Autopsy.
Autopsy for Pink Mass.
Okay. I don't know Pink Mass.
They're filthy. That's really all I can say. Filthy with a capital F.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Pat?
I don't think anyone's going to understand what they're all about, and I'm here for it.
They better expect a Pink Mass.
That's what they're going to get. What are you expecting, Pat?
Misery Index.
Oh, yeah. Awesome band.
It's been a minute since I've seen them live, so yeah. It's going to be cool.
Tickets are on sale now. Again, that's going down Memorial Day weekend over at Numo's in Barboza up on Capitol Hill. And 3-day passes or single day passes are available for Northwest Terror Fest. But before we go any further, there is one person missing from this interview. Is that right?
Two people.
Who are we missing?
Damon, our bassist.
Okay.
And Johan, our drummer.
All right. Yep. If you could guess, what bands do you think this?
Johan's a Yob guy.
Okay.
In fact, we call him Johan or Yabby Johan.
No,
that's his nickname we have for him.
International Man of Mystery.
Yeah. And then Damon. Let's make something up for Damon, too. let's see here. Oh, Conan, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Conan
the Barbarian.
I would say Conan, dude, for sure.
Nice.
Yes.
So you guys are, you know... When I first interviewed you, I think that was right when your album was coming out. Like, was that right at the... And what a time to put a record out, right? You know, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Right. Well, we had actually planned that album release to drop the day that we were performing Keep It True in Germany.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of funny that we're interviewing with you now because we leave on Saturday.
Amazing.
To tour with Hellstar on our way to Keep It True in Germany 3 years
Incredible.
Later.
Incredible. Congratulations.
So, thank you. Thank you very much.
Is this going to be your first time over in Europe?
As solicitor, yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Like, so Keep It True is kind of like a old school metal kind of festival?
Yeah, old school traditional heavy metal.
Sort of like Hell's Heroes in the
very
States?
Very much so. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
This is their 23rd year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's been going for a very long time.
That is amazing.
It's 4 days now. It was originally a 2-day fest. They expanded it to 3 plus a warm-up show.
Wow.
So making up for lost time, you know?
That is incredible. Jesus. Okay, so is that just like one set you play, or do you play multiple sets during that time?
One set. There's one like set? 50 bands.
Holy crap.
On this bill. Yeah, it starts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We play on Saturday.
And where is this again?
It's in a little town in Germany called Laude Königshofen.
Okay.
And it's between Frankfurt and Munich.
Wow.
Kind of an idyllic little town. It's in a soccer stadium.
Wow.
So it's huge. It's like 5,000
Who's the headliner?
People. The night that we're playing, Jeff Tate is the headliner.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to sing for like 2.5 hours.
Thursday. And then I think Friday... I'd have to look it up. I'm trying to remember.
Well, I'm just putting you on the spot. But either way, 50 bands, dude.
It's something like that. I mean, there's been some, like, you know, some last minute stuff. Loudness had to drop off.
Yep.
But there's going to be a really great mix of Euro bands, American bands, international bands from around the world, all converging in one place. And we feel, you know, excited and honored to be a part of it.
I mean, the Euro metal festivals really do it right. You know, that is something that, you know, I've interviewed bands over the past where I was just asking them, you know, like, where's your biggest show you've ever played? And they're always like Hellfest or, you know, these big ones, because they're like, nothing compares. They have an entire infrastructure based around these summer and spring festivals. You know, it's like, to get over to Avakin or one of those things, but keep it true. And you guys are going to be touring around that too, or is it mainly just to fly out there for that?
No, we're flying out Saturday to Amsterdam. We're going to be meeting up with Hellstar from Texas.
They're on Shadow Kingdom, right?
I can't remember who they're signed with.
Okay.
They just released Black Cathedral, so this is the tour for that release.
Nice.
That's Park Avery and Productions putting that together.
Cool.
And so we're meeting up with them in Warsaw. That's where we kick things off. We're going back to the Netherlands and then through Germany. And they play the pre-party, the Keep It True pre-party. And then we have a couple days off while we get to enjoy the fest or do whatever we want to do.
So yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Nice. So I was interviewing this band recently, Luminator, and we were talking a little bit about power metal and stuff, and I made the mistake. I said, well, what do you think, Solicitor? They're power metal, right? And they're like, they're more speed metal.
That
and
would
I was
be
like,
correct.
Okay. So would you classify yourselves as split? Kind of?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speed metal, some thrash in there, but definitely speed metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Luminator.
Yeah, thanks, Luminator, for clearing that up for us.
Exactly. You know, there's nothing that'll get a metal nerd, like, they're just angry than like really getting their micro genre wrong.
Right, the micro genre.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, well, congratulations on the trip to Europe. Obviously, by the time people hear this, you probably will already be back. But, also, then playing Northwest Terror Fest, and then do you guys have any plans for like the summer or whatnot?
We have a couple of really exciting things coming up throughout the summer. We're heading out to the Northeast in July, Springer Metal Fest up in Worcester. That's the third year of that fest.
I think Greyhawk played that, or
Greyhawk
is playing.
Greyhawk played last year.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. This year we're playing with Destructor and Visigoth.
Yes.
And it's definitely more on the epic things, but there's a good mix of speed metal and thrash metal in there too. We'll be touring with CX out of Massachusetts, and it's gonna be a good short run up there. And then we have another tour planned around Blades of Steel in September,
ooh,
which we have not announced yet. So y'all will have to wait.
All right. Well, let's go into a song, and then we'll come back and let's get the origin story again. I know we've talked about this in the past on the podcast, but just, you know, if people are just tuning in for the first time and hearing you guys, I want them to know where this all came from. So we're going to go into a song here. We're actually going to go into the song Betrayer. Anyone want to tell me about Betrayer, or should we just jump into it and let it speak for itself?
Jump into it.
Jump on in.
Jump into it? All right. It's Betrayer by Solicitor here on Metal Shop.
Ready.
Betrayer by Solicitor here on Metal Shop. And Amy, where did you learn to sing like that? Like, were you in choir as a child? Like, did you always have the confidence to sing like that?
I started singing and playing guitar when I was 16.
Wow, okay.
And I used to busk in the U District.
Yeah.
I played a lot of country songs. Actually, I used to play at the Kraken all the time.
Cool.
R.I.P.
They will rise again.
They will rise again.
Yes.
Take over. But yeah, no, I started singing and playing guitar when I was a teenager and kind of just kept that up. Later on, I ended up joining local band Substratum.
Yes,
incredible
band.
As their
vocalist.
Yes. In 2014 or 2015, I believe.
Love that band.
That was really where I got my sea legs. I had been in some punk bands and some other stuff, just kind of messing around. Like we all do, I think. But Substratum was definitely the first like serious metal project I had been in.
Where you unchained your pipes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I've learned a lot since that time. And I'm continuing to learn a lot. I just started vocal lessons with a guy down in Portland where I live now. And it's been helping out a lot in the last couple of years. Because, of course, I've had some health problems. So just cruising forward, ever onward.
Like it. Hell yeah. So as far as a project, and we'll speak for the other two because they're not here to speak their piece. So how did y'all meet up together and form Solicitor? Let's go over this story again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How did that happen? So the other dudes and myself, we were in a band called Hexengeist, and that band was kind of coming to an end at the same time as Substratum.
Okay.
So it was just kind of serendipitous in a way. I mean, I may have kind of weaseled my way in a little bit, but they were going to start something else up.
You pick the pieces. You pick a couple pieces, and it's like draft picks from each band.
Right?
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, in a nutshell, that's how it happened, really. I think Johan had plans to kind of move. After Hexengeist was kind of fizzling, he was like, there's nothing going on in Seattle.
Yeah, he was considering moving to Chicago.
That's right. He wanted to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And then Amy and Matt basically said, no, don't go.
Yeah, Amy and I left a band meeting with Substratum, and we went record shopping, and we were talking about forming a speed metal band, and we were like, well, if we can find a drummer, we'll do it. I was like, well, I've been jamming with this guy, Johan, that's really good, and I shot him a text, and he got back to me within a few minutes, and he was like, well, I was thinking about moving, but no, I'm going to stay. So, nice. Yeah, I definitely want to do it. I was like, cool.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. And then that's when the other dudes came in the picture from Hexengeist. So
the other dudes into
it.
They came to the Substratum's last show, and we all partied hard, and maybe I just partied hard.
I think you partied hard.
I partied pretty hard that night. That was a long time ago. But, and those guys came out, and we all met, and before you know it, we were all writing riffs and...
Yeah, it was very quick.
There's no downtime then.
Substratum ended in October of 2018. We had our first band meeting November of 2018, and we released our first two demo tracks in February of 2019.
No
we
rest.
We released our EP later that year in May.
Yeah.
At our debut performance at Legions of Metal in Chicago.
Amazing.
So that was how that...
That's so awesome. You kind of took the momentum that you guys were gaining and then just formed it together, and then you just let's all... all guns blazing.
Absolutely.
That was the plan.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
While you're here, I have to needle and ask the journalistic question. Is there a chance of a new album, maybe 2023, 2024? Y'all working on anything?
We are working on new songs currently.
Sweet.
We are
grinding away at them.
Looking to get in the studio sometime this year.
Okay.
To record the follow-up.
That's awesome.
So...
Part of that, too, is, like, coming out of the pandemic and the uncertainty of live shows and whether or not venues were going to survive and make it, I feel like the things that we did, some of the shows that we played where we were socially distanced and we wore masks and everyone had to check their vax cards, we did those things knowing that music would come back eventually.
Yep.
And I feel like that gave us a really big leg up with the show offers that we've received since then.
For sure.
Because people realize that, they're still active, they're still pushing.
Yep.
They're still hungry for this.
Yeah.
And so here we are with almost a year's book of tours booked out.
Yeah.
Right? And it doesn't leave us a whole lot of downtime for writing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think if we, I think if we hadn't done that, would we still necessarily be relevant right now? Would we have the momentum that we currently do? Right? It's kind of, it's hard to know. It's mm-hmm. it's really hard to know.
Yeah. Well, you kept busy. But you moved to Portland, so you live in Portland.
I live in Portland.
Is it difficult to be in a Seattle band, you know, living in Portland? Do you come up for practice quite a bit?
I come up for practice quite a bit. The last couple of months have been a little shaky. Of course, we're all saving up to travel to Europe and everything. And this last year I had back surgery, mm-hmm. so that kept me down for a while too.
Absolutely.
But at one point in time, I was coming up, what, every other weekend?
Yeah.
And then sometimes every weekend, depending on, you know, what we had on the books or whatever. And it's, you know, it's 3 hours, 3.5 hours there and back.
Yeah.
So I would come up, practice Sunday, then stay for Tuesday, and then come back down on Wednesday and then do it all over again. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm the only one that has to do that. Everyone else lives close.
So
Inner Bay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Inner Bay.
Interviewed a band recently called Elvis Batchild, and they're a rock band, and one of their musicians is this really awesome style. And so, you know, I was just like, what's your style influenced by? And he was like, David Bowie, kind of 70s glam rock.
Mm-hmm.
You have just the coolest style. I mean, you've got, you know, chains, leather, you know, spikes, and on stage it's even more all out. Like, you go full, you know, freaking Wendy O. Bob Halford put in a blender with some other badass stuff. Like, you know, when did you, you know, were you always like really looking to kind of rock and roll influence style as a kid?
I mean, I don't know, coming up through punk and heavy metal and
kind of awkward to ask, I guess.
Yeah,
but you know,
I was always attracted to that kind of stuff, and I've also worked in gay bars forever, so leather culture is a big thing.
There we go.
And so it's, you know, between gay leather and heavy metal and my obsession with medieval anything and, you know, bondage gear and all, I don't know. It's kind of a big mishmash of all that stuff. And then you throw like the heaviest heavy metal you can think of on top of it.
Yep.
So, yeah,
nice.
That's kind of where that comes from.
Cool. While we're on this topic, you make a lot of these kind of things. You make a lot of spikes and stuff. Where can people follow you to maybe, you know, purchase some of this stuff or check out some of these?
So I've got a Facebook page and an Instagram. You can find me at babefindergeneral.com is my website.
Awesome.
I've got some products listed for sale on there.
Cool.
Obviously, I'm going to be on tour these next couple weeks.
So it might be a couple weeks.
Might
for
be a couple weeks
to get
before anything
stuff,
ships out.
Yeah.
I also vend at a lot of markets. Your Circle
Pit Swap Meet.
Yeah, is one of them.
Woo.
Market of the Beast, of course. Events around town. I have a calendar of events on my website. Again, that's babefindergeneral.com. I also
awesome.
Have a Patreon. If you want to check that out, all those links can be found on my Instagram page.
Love it.
All the pluggables plugged.
Yes. So during the pandemic, we all had a number of crappy days, I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you're having a crappy day, what's an album you can go to that's either a triumphant record, something to, you know, make you smile, or anything, any kind of just lift you up out of a crappy place? What's a good album that you can always reach for?
Ooh. Hmm. Anything by Ween.
Ween?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ween. Or I like to when I'm depressed, I like to listen to even more depressing stuff.
So some Funeral Doom?
Yeah, or like October Rust.
Okay, Typo
like
Negative.
That. Yeah, no, just really get down.
Revel in
dumps.
That gloom.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
I like Evokin a lot.
Evokin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Emo Kid.
Emo Kid.
Like he's an Emo Kid over here.
That's just too. Emo Kid down the street. And just borrow Evokin. Tapes from
nice.
Him.
I listen to a lot of sad country when I'm in my feels. So I listen to a lot of Townes Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some Patsy Cline and that kind of stuff. But, some, you know, Coulter Wall is someone I could just, like, melt to.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, anything that can, like if I'm feeling terrible and I just can't get it out, like, if I just can't get that release, if I can find something that'll make me cry, even just for the direct song, that's what I'm looking for. And maybe that's, you know, a little anti- Like, oh, how's that going to make you feel better? Well, you got to release it, man. You got to get it off your chest. Yeah. You got to get it out. You know? Sad country.
Yeah.
So you were a busker, and you wrote and you played some acoustic music mm-hmm. and stuff on the app. Do you ever write that kind of music anymore, or is it mainly all solicitor? You do?
I do. I'm currently working on a new record. It's obviously been shelved for a while now just because my priorities are elsewhere.
Yes.
I was approached recently by an old friend about possibly doing some darker folk stuff, and we'll see where that goes.
So, okay.
Nothing really to report yet.
Nothing to report yet. Well, we're going to go into another song. This is Killer for Hire. Which record can we find this from?
This is a 7-inch EP that we did after the album.
Cool.
Yeah, we released that February of last year.
Right on. Well, we're going to go into
it. All 7 inches of it.
All 7 inches. Killer for Hire by Solicitor. It's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was Killer for Hire by Solicitor. You can catch them Saturday, May 27th, part of the three-day festival known as Northwest Terror Fest, going down Memorial Day weekend at Numo's in Barboza. And Solicitor's here in studio. We've been hanging out playing some songs. I hit them with the hard-hitting journalism question. Favorite Northwest band of all time? Amy, let's start with you.
Forced Entry.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one.
Weird.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Forced Entry, man. That record, Uncertain Future.
So good.
That opening riff just like, oh, gets me every time.
Back when we moved studios about 5 or 6 years ago, I got my choice of all the old KISW vinyl because everything was digitized.
Man.
And so not only did I get these reel-to-reels of like Nirvana in studio, Real to Real, Jawbreaker in studio, Pearl Jam in studio. I also got all the vinyl. So
cool.
I got, all these, grunge bands and stuff. But then I got Forced Entry on vinyl, Megadeth, Nevermore, Sanctuary on vinyl.
Wow. Love it.
It's like, no one wants this? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But, I got it. So Forced Entry, good answer. How about you, man?
It's hard to say, but I love the old garage rock, so probably the Sonics.
Awesome.
That's a good one. Tacoma, right?
Tacoma. Band.
Tacoma.
Yep. Tacoma.
Hi, Tacoma. I'd have to say, I don't know. I'm going to have to say Accused. The Accused.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Grinning Like an Undertaker, man.
Ooh.
That was like some sick crossover.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get enough of it. Yeah, it was right around the time where I was getting into metal and stuff that I discovered them. I think a friend of mine at school, I was like, you were the Accused, man.
Blaine has such a wild voice.
Still
does.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still active. We played a festival in Pittsburgh and they were on the bill.
Yeah.
Amazing. You're like, hey, you guys.
They're awesome, yeah.
Okay, so what are some current bands you guys like playing with?
Oh, yeah.
Command was a band we mentioned earlier.
No, I mean, the obvious culprits would be, Command and Greyhawk and Skeletor and Rain are still kicking.
Yep.
Vanishment,
Dark Meditation.
We
just did a couple of shows with Dark Meditation.
Oh, they're so good.
Great.
I know. And then Voldairi.
Yeah, I was just going to say, those guys, we played with them in Olympia, and they blew away.
Voldairi.
Voldairi.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Vampiric black metal.
Yeah. Ooh.
They're all young and adorable.
Just great stuff.
And
they're not adorable. They're evil.
That's what they're going for. They're going for adorable.
They're so nice.
Amy said we're adorable.
Nice. I brought a bunch of my weapons. So I had another thought. Like, another big influence on my style is pro wrestling.
There you go. Okay? Yes.
And so I brought all of my medieval weapons down to our show in Olympia.
Amazing.
And we posed for a photo with Voldairi and all my swords and clubs and mauls and stuff. And that's something that I look for in fans that we play with. Like, not only are you good, but you got to be fun.
Yeah.
And if you're not fun, then go away.
Yeah. It's all part of, like, a stage show, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whether or not you're wearing jeans or leather, at least have fun with it and go wild and have a good time,
Right.
Put something out there.
Give people something to talk about.
Absolutely.
By the way, that was a really dangerous load in and load out.
Really? With all the weapons? Man.
It was.
My favorite. I just cut my hand off a couple times.
I was looking at a Dimmu Borgir CD the other day, and it was so funny because on the cover or in the artwork, they all had these weapons, right? Mm-hmm. Medieval weapons. And then one gun. Jesus.
Rock, paper, scissors, gun.
Yeah, everyone has like swords and
I win.
Pistol. Damn, bro. Hardcore.
Amazing. Check out this future weapon I got.
Exactly. That's awesome.
I raise you this.
Absolutely. Okay, so how do people follow along with you? If they can't make it out to Northwest Terror Fest, they can't make it out to a show, whether they have, you know, a night job or, you know, they live out in the boonies or something, what's the best way to follow y'all?
Well, we've got our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Yep.
So that's solicitor.sweetnettle. All one word, solicitor.sweetnettle. Instagram, Facebook. You can find us on Bandcamp, of course. We don't have a whole lot of stuff on there, but if you feel like picking up a 7-inch or an LP, we have plenty of those.
Yeah.
Please do, for the love of God. And then, yeah, I mean, we've got these upcoming shows, but not everything's announced yet. But we keep up on our social media. We're pretty savvy with that stuff. I do want to plug real quick Pat's new business cards that he just picked up for his guitar teaching.
I want to plug Vistaprint.
Vistaprint.
Nice. That's awesome.
I'm going to be flinging those things at people.
It's true.
Look out. Oh, damn. I didn't bring them.
What?
I didn't bring my business cards. I could have given Kevin a business card.
I know.
You could join the cover band, man. I could give you some lessons. You probably already know how to play guitar, right?
Eh, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Tiny,
well.
Not great.
As a matter of fact.
Right?
Patrick Fry.
Not only am I the interviewer, I'm a client. Amazing.
Thanks, Pat.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, again, Northwest Terror Fest is going down the 25th through 27th of May. You can get your tickets now. They're going to be playing on Saturday. If you can only go one day, go to this day, but try to make it out for the 3 days. It's going to be awesome. Autopsy, Yob, Misery Index, Conan, so many good bands just stacked to the brim. And it's going to be upstairs at Numos and downstairs at Barboza. Before we go, there is one last thing we have to do.
Uh-oh.
So who here wants to do the cheesiest radio intro possible?
Oh, man. Pat? Why are you pointing
at
me?
Right, okay. All right. So... I want you to pretend you're on a morning zoo style radio show.
Okay, I already
am. Just old school, booming voice of God, cheesiest way possible, introduce Night Stalker on KISW.
All right, the next song is Night Stalker by Solicitor.
Amazing. Listen,
did I do that right?
Amazing.
All right, hey, all right, thank you.
Don't take my job.
Backpack. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.